the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think AM radio as well as underground radio has definitely assisted in the popularization of various forms of drug.
Welcome and hello, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 393. And as we race towards the end of 2019, I thought, how am I going to fill these episodes? And I've decided for the next two episodes, part one and part two of Psych Curios here at Retrospect. So this is Psych Curios part one, in which I dig deep into the Retrospect collection and find some oddities, some tracks that I wasn't familiar with. And in the case of our opening song, a track that came up on an iPod playlist during a road trip last week, and I thought, what is that? I didn't know this song. I know the band, we've had them before. This is Teddy and His Patches.
It seems when I walk down the street with my long brown hair, the cops say get off of my beat, and people stop to stare. Every time I go downtown, I don't wanna cause any harm. I always get pushed around. Hey, officer, stop twisting my arm. I'm telling you.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, Teddy and His Patches, opening the show this week, formed 1964 in San Jose, California. Their best known recording, Susie Cream Cheese, referencing Frank Zappa as well, but the track we open the show with called Hate Ashbury. Just the two tracks released, Hate Ashbury, A-side of a 1967 45 on Chance Records, but a number of other tracks recorded in an 8-track studio, but never released as far as I'm aware. So Teddy and His Patches, getting the psychedelic episode underway. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. The Let's carry on our psychedelic journey with a band together from 65 to 68 called the Bedlam Four, originally the Echo Men. Bedlam Four, best known for their track Hydrogen Atom. This is the B-side of a later release, actually not released till the 80s, on Caped Crusader Records. This is the Bedlam Four with Psychedelic Mantra. Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Ready, Ralph? Are you ready to die and be reborn? No. No, first, you must be in a state of grace. First, you must examine yourself in this mirror of confession. What do you see there? Your personality, all your goals and your fears, your little ambitions, the chess game of your life. You have to check that, Ralph. You can't take that on a trip with you. And then that other side of you, Ralph, that dark unconscious, all those animal impulses which you hide and keep down below. All this baggage, too, must be checked. You can't take that on the billion-year voyage to God. Are you ready? Then take this chalice, the elixir of life, the ancient cup, the holy grail, the alchemist's stone of philosophy, the holy communion, the key to immortality, take this and drink.
Garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Horrible, and nobody wants to say that.
Psychedelic Obscurities. The Bedlam 4 instrumental track called Psychedelic Mantra opened the set. Then we had Dr. Timothy Leary, American psychologist and writer known for advocating the therapeutic potential of psychedelic drugs and heading the Harvard Psilocybin Project from 1960 through to 1962. The track was titled Turn On. It's from the album Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out. 1967 album credited to Timothy Leary. It's actually music accompanying a documentary film, narration mixed with free-form psychedelic rock music. So Timothy Leary, the track I actually found on a compilation called Electric Sitar Head Swirlers. Thirdly in the set, Swedish 60s group called Members Blues Band, actually released in Denmark, 1968 7-inch. We took the B-side called P.S. Alec from the Members Blues Band out of Sweden.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Well, I've included this next band several times this year on Retrospect, and I fully intend to have them again before the year is out. They are a favourite of mine. There's a picture of them up on our Facebook page and our Spotify. They're called The Driving Stupid. Formed in New Jersey, 1966, became a cult favourite because of their track The Reality of Air-Fried Borsk, which was on Pebbles Volume 3. Sunday's record release all of their previously unreleased recordings, titling the album Horror Asparagus Stories. So this is the title track, Horror Asparagus Stories from The Driving Stupid.
A slimy frog.
Frog, frog, slimy frog.
He lived in a swamp in a rotten log.
Log, log, rotten log.
My sister was a crummy witch.
Witch, witch, crummy witch.
She lived in the woods in a dirty ditch.
Ditch, ditch, dirty ditch.
In the paper about a sensational story that this or that drug is either instant happiness or instant death, let's keep our cool, as the kids say. Let's not get uptight, or let's be from Missouri, meaning let's be very skeptical and let's go after the real facts. LSD, let's simmer down.
Thank you.
seem to be both childish and wise at the same time. Instead of defending our world, perhaps we ought to invite them in to improve it.
Does that mean they can do anything they like?
No.
This is an African tribal chant that we wrote called Suppose They Give a War and No One Comes. Nanya Lala! Wula Wanga! Nanya Lala! Wunga Hula! Street. I have seen small children starving. I have seen the agony of fellows and wives. I hate war.
Three sets of American psychedelia and quite a variety it was too. The Driving Stupid topped it with Horror Asparagus Stories, then Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. Take two of a track called Hobo Changbar. That's off the Grow Fins box set. The particular disc was from the Trout Mask Replica Sessions. An alternate look at that epic album if you're a Beefheart head. Then we had the West Coast pop art experimental band, American Psych Band, formed in Los Angeles 1965. A very atmospheric, quite bizarre in places, bluntly political, but sometimes just really folk rock. Fronted by Bob Markley, we took a track from their album called Volume 2 Breaking Through, which is in fact their third album, released 1967 on Reprise. Relatively well-known track from the West Coast pop art experimental band, titled Suppose They Hold a War and Nobody Comes.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, we are diving into psychedelic curios for this episode, part one of two. So almost inevitably, we come up against psychsploitation albums, or more accurately in this case, albums by bands who didn't really exist. So in this case, the band is called the 31 Flavors. It's a 1969 release. They are musicians, probably the same group, although unknown, that released three LPs with different names. So as the Firebirds, they had a 1968 release, Light My Fire. Then as the 31 Flavors, they had an LP called Hair in 1969. And then as the Electric Firebirds, an album called Dance Party Time. So we're taking one from the 31 Flavors, their LP called Hair. Now, the first two tracks on that were Hair and Aquarius from the Hair stage show. The next two tracks, Free Fuzz and Free Drum, were tying up loose ends. Actually, these two tracks were from the previous album. They were listed on the album, but actually appeared on the second album. Then we get into the final pair called Protest and 1, 2, 3, 4. This is new material recorded by the Firebirds, but in a completely different session to the previous album. So a complicated story, but we're going to take the track 1, 2, 3, 4 from the 31 Flavors / the Firebirds. Whatever it is a cool psychedelic curio.
Listen here.
times of rapid change produce anxiety and escape from anxiety. And parents have been put on the defensive by neighbors, the police, teachers, all of whom equate long hair or being different with drugs. Behind every head of long hair does not lurk a mind distorted by drugs. Some of the most thoughtful, studious, alert, and eager minds belong to our sons and daughters.
We have the moles and we stay in the hole.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're delving into psychedelic curios. If it's not quite your thing, then we have back episodes of all sorts of 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto punk, freak beat, sometimes psychedelia. You can find back episodes via the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or Spotify or iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts, any good podcasting platform, go and grab back episodes while they're there. So we had the 31 Flavors, then a track from a band called The Moles. Haven't heard of them? They were, in fact, Simon Dupree and The Big Sound, British psychedelic band formed 1966, originally called The Howling Wolves, then The Roadrunners, becoming Simon Dupree and The Big Sound early 1966. However, in 1968, they released a single, We Are The Moles Part 1 and We Are The Moles Part 2, under the name The Moles, released on Parlophone. The release didn't give any hint at the identity of the artist. There were rumours that it was somehow related to the Beatles and it was Ringo on lead vocals, but no. It was Simon Dupree and The Big Sound under the guise The Moles. We had We Are The Moles Part 1. Global Psychedelic Curios, coming up next.
Oh, how many people claim to be Christian and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from ever Elvis Presley that comes along?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, we're getting our global psychedelic curios underway with a track from Brazil off the very cool comp called Brazilian Guitar Fuzz Bananas. This is Com Os Falcões Reis.
Traça um rumo, mas se esquece, labutando ganha o pão. Ele tem cultura média, fala pouco, se enraivece com anúncio de TV. Faz a barba com Juliette, lê notícia em manchete, não tem medo de morrer. Manifesta sobre o clero, vemos mitos contra a guerra, que se faz no Vietnã.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
We come from the moon. this music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Con el LSD, una de esas drogas que no es para ti, LSD, LSD. Aquí no hay neblina. Lo que hay es mucho sol. Y para las fatigas, más vale un buen amor. Él es tú. No es a mí, no es a mí, no es a mí, no es a mí, no es a mí. Miss a me, miss a me.
Three global psych curios. Top of the set, Com Os Falcos Reis. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook page. Track is called El Cielo XX. Very obscure. Mono LP. Released on Som Records in 1969 out of Brazil. Described as absolutely bizarre. It's a children's TV presenter meeting surf pop and psych. Very weird and very groovy. Certainly interesting. Com Os Falcos Reis. Out of Brazil. Then we had another curio from Lebanon, credited to Elias Rabbani and his orchestra. Elias Rabbani, born 1938, famous lyricist and composer, originally from Rabia, small town in the north of Lebanon. He is the younger brother of the Rabbani brothers, Asi Rabbani and Mansour Rabbani, Lebanese composers. So an instrumental orchestral track from Elias Rabbani and his orchestra. Recorded 1967, re-released as the B-side of a track called Super Disco in 1978, but in its original 67 form, very cool bit of instrumental psych called From the Moon, and wrapping the set on Sono Play Records out of Spain. 7-inch EP from Los Polaris. This EP contains songs from the Isley Brothers, the Mamas and the Papas, and the track we had, a cover of the Pretty Things track, LSD, retitled by Los Polaris as El Droga. It's one of the rarest and most sought-after 45s ever issued in Spain, but it does appear on Los Nuggets Volume 1. And that takes us to the end of this part one of our psychedelic curios, wrapping 2019. Time for an instrumental, though. This one on Miji Records, Miji, M-I-J-J-I. 7-inch 45, released 1967. The band's from San Jose, California. They're called The Front Office. Curious track because the A-side is called Girl. It's kind of a Motown soul record, but it's the B-side we're interested in. Completely different. In fact, I suspect an entirely different band. This is The Front Office. The track is called Wow. I'm Phil Gray. This has been part one of our Psych Curios episodes. Join us again next week as well on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.